ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
We go to the top of the second inning. The leadoff hitter is Mike Ordeal, and he gets hit with the pitch, first pitch of the inning. So Cole Campbell will come to the plate. Campbell, the extra hitter, extra player for Atlantic Shore. He'll bat with a runner at first and nobody out here in this second inning. The pitch is high from Campbell, or from Ellison, I should say. Ellison ready to work again. The runner's going. Pitch is taken for a strike. The throw is not in time. It's a stolen base for Ordeal. I'll get it right yet. I'll talk to Coach Gill before the game. Ordeal gets the stolen base. 1-1 the count to Campbell. Next pitch from Ellison. Missing high. It's 2-1. Allison ready to work again. Time called, though, by Campbell. Hogue is waiting to bat next here for this Atlantic Shore Ball Club. Runner at second and nobody out. There's a pitch that misses upstairs. Fastball. It's 3-1 now. The count to Campbell with Ordeal running a second. The next pitch is outside, and there's ball four, and the first two have reached here in this second inning for Atlantic Shore. So runners at first and second. And Ben Hogue, the shortstop, coming to the plate now for Atlantic Shore. Here's the first pitch he sees. Left side, rips it past the third baseman. It's a base hit. Here comes the runner around third. Ordeal will dig for the plate. He will make it. It is 2-0. Atlantic Shore with the lead on the RBI base hit by Ben Hogue. Campbell stops at second. So, again, runners at first and second here for Atlantic Shore.
Catcher number 10, Noah Myers.
And it brings Noah Myers, the catcher, to the plate. That's the Atlantic Shore team averaging right at 10 runs per game in the tournament. Here's the first pitch he sees. Goes off Rickman's glove, the catcher, to the backstop, and the pass ball will allow the runners each to move up a base. So now Campbell's at third, Hogue's at second. Two runners in scoring position for Noah Myers. Ellison ready to work again, and this one's going to miss low and inside for ball two. Myers at the plate, and Patton waiting to bat next here for the Atlantic Shore Ball Club. The 2-0 is fouled right side, out of play. Yeah. 2-0, Atlantic Shore with the lead. Runners at second and third with nobody out yet. Next pitch to Myers. Breaking ball that stayed up. It's now 3-1. Allison's had several of those where he didn't get on top of that curveball, and it stayed up on him. So it's now 3-1 to Myers. Fastball outside. Ball four. First four have reached here in the second inning for Atlantic Shore. Time called, and Tom Jordan, the Mountain Home manager, is going to make a trip to the mound. Ordilly was hit by a pitch. Campbell walked. Hogue, the RBI single. And now Myers with the walk. So the bases are loaded. One run in. Nobody out yet. And we've got the 10-hole hitter, the pitcher, Van Patten, at the dish. Not going to see a change here. Jordan just wants to settle his pitcher down a bit. Allison has got himself in a pickle here in this second inning. Final game of pool play, bracket play, starts tomorrow. There's, of course, 10 teams in the tournament. They're divided into 2 5-team pools, and the top three from each pool advance on to bracket play. Mountain Home, to make it to bracket play, has to either win, or if they lose, they can have to give up 4 or fewer. If they lose and give up 5, then they'll be eliminated with the tiebreaker system. First pitch on the way is a called strike to Patton. Patton bats from the left side. He steps in there with the bases loaded, a chance to help himself. The 0-1 curveball, ground to right side. The second baseman has it, a throw to the plate, and they get the lead runner, the out there. Good job by Dodge Harris to field that one and knew exactly what he was going to do with it. They had the infield pulled in, and they get the lead runner. That's the first out. So the bases remain loaded, and back to the top of the order we go now with Mark Elliott. Elliott flew out to right field his first plate appearance. First pitch he sees is outside for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Good pitch on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Allison spotted that fastball nicely just on the outside corner. Hogue's at third, Myers at second, Patton at first. Next pitch, Ellison tries to stay outside, too far out as Rickman had to jump out to catch it. It's now 2-1 to the Atlantic Shore leadoff hitter. 2-0 our score, Atlantic Shore with the lead. There's another breaking ball and misses outside. It's ball three, 3-1 now to Elliott. No place to put him, so Ellison's got to come to him here. Here's that 3-1. Elliott was waiting for it. The fastball fouls it back to the screen, and the count's full now, 3-2. So the base is loaded, one down, and here comes the 3-2 pitch on the way to Elliott. It's high, ball four, and he walks in a run. Easy RBI for Mark Elliott. So it's now a 3-0 ball game. Atlantic Shore with the lead. C.J. Eggery coming to the plate. Walked, stole a base, and scored back in the first inning. Takes the first pitch for a strike. One to Eggery with the sacks jammed, one down. This one is low. 1-1, Finnegan, the three-hole hitter, waiting to bat next for Atlantic Shore. They got some big bats coming up with Finnegan, Noonan, and Spina. Infield is still played in. Fly ball, shallow right field, coming in and making the catch is Beckham. The runner at third will not tag as Beckham gets it back in quickly. So the fly ball no damage with that. That's the second out of the inning. And it brings the three-hole hitter, Tommy Finnegan, the first baseman, to the plate here for Atlantic Shore. Flew out to center field his first at bat. Bases jammed, two outs here in the second inning. And a big swing and a miss as he chased one out of the zone. Boy, what a job Ellison could do if he could stop a bleeding here with just two runs. Fastball. And for a strike at the knees on the inside corner, it's 0-2. Here comes the 0-2. Rickman sets up outside. That's where it is. Pops him up into shallow right field. Going out is Harris. The right fielder Beckham comes in and makes the catch. Boy, Ellison works out of a heck of a jam. Bases were loaded. One run was in. There were no outs. He only allows one more run to cross the plate. So we'll head to the bottom of the second. It's Atlantic Shore 3, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to the Blue Storm and the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
You know why we love the country music community? Their passion for hometowns. Because at Country Inns and Suites, at home is how we want every guest to feel. That's why we offer complimentary comforts, such as hot breakfast every morning, a Wi-Fi connection, and coffee around the clock. Plus, our spacious rooms are the perfect place to relax and unwind. Our home is always open to you and your family. Book your next stay at countryinns.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
We go to the bottom of the second now. Atlantic Shore with a 3-0 lead over Mountain Home. It'll be the 6-7-8 hitters for Mountain Home here. July Stone, Dodge Harris, Regan Rickman this inning for the Blue Storm. Stone leading things off. Swing and a miss at the first pitch up out of the zone. Stone getting the start at third base tonight for Mountain Home. Patton ready with that next pitch. It's inside for ball one. Patton ready to work again. Here comes the 1-1 from the lefty. Hit in the air into left field. This one may drop, and it does. It's a fair ball. Stone around first. He'll hold there with a leadoff single.
Second baseman number 23, Dodge Harris.
So for the second inning in a row, Mountain Home has a leadoff hitter on with a base hit. Last inning, the winner was erased on a fly ball where he was stealing on the pitch. He got thrown out before he could get back to first. Stone leads off first. Dodge Harris to the plate now for Mountain Home. And the first pitch he sees is inside for ball one. Patton ready again. This one's hit into the air right in front of the shortstop. Third baseman actually comes over and makes the catch. So that's Spina for the out.
Catcher number four, Keegan Rickman.
First out of the inning, and the catcher, Keegan Rickman, will come to the plate for Mountain Home. Beckman ready as Stone edges off first. Finnegan holds him there. He's going. The pitch is bunted, but it's foul at the plate. 0-1 the count to Rickman. Atlantic Shore with a run in the first, two in the second. Again, for Mountain Home to advance, they either have to win this game, or if they lose, they have to give up four or fewer. If they give up five, then they're going to be done. Next pitch bounces up there. Good job by Myers behind the plate to block it. It's 1-1. Patton ready to work again. The 1-1 is going to miss inside for ball two. Stone conservatively. Now the pitcher Patton steps off and he scurries back to the bag. Stone led off the inning with a base hit into left field. Patton ready. The pitch comes. The pitch is a strike. The runner is going. The throw is not in time. Stolen base for July Stone. Two to the count. To Rickman. Now Mountain Home with a runner in scoring position for the second time tonight. Had a runner at second last inning as well. Here's the 2-2. Lines it foul down the first base line. Stone leads off second as Patton gets the sign from Myers behind the plate. Now he steps off. Rickman up there with a 2-2 count. The pitch from Patton. Curveball, left side, base hit through the hole. The hole, the runner at third, and Mountain Home with the runners at the corners here in the second inning. One out. Base hit for Rickman. So Ripken Finley will come to the plate now for Mountain Home. He wants to talk things over with Tom Jordan, the manager of this Mountain Home ball club. July Stone is at third. Keegan Rickman's at first. One out here in the second inning. Mountain Home down 3-0. Let's see if Finley can come through here with one out. The runner at first is going. The pitch is taken. The throw through bounces away from the shortstop. Here comes the runner from third scoring, and Mountain Home's on the board. So the error allows Stone to score from third. Stolen base for Rickman. It's now 3-1. Atlantic Shore leads it. 1-0 the count to Finley. The next pitch he sees, a swing and a miss for strike one. Strike two, the umpire says. I didn't realize he called the first pitch a strike. That was, that was pretty high, but he called it a strike apparently. So it's 0-2 now to Ripken. Grounds it back to the pitcher, looks at third, goes to first instead, and gets the out there. But it advances the runner Rickman to third. He'll be there with two outs. And back to the top of the order here with Will Beckham. Beckham singled his first plate appearance. Let's see if he can do something here to get Rickman home from third. Two outs. Three to one, Atlantic Shore with the lead. Now Beckham calls time. waited for Patton to get set, and then he asked for time. Now they're ready again. Shallow in center field. Elliott, very shallow in center. The pitch to Beckham. Curveball in for a called strike. Beckham at the plate, one run in, runner at third with two outs here for Mountain Home in the bottom half of the second. And he chases one up out of the zone and fouls it back to the screen, so it's 0-2. Atlantic Shore with a run in the first, two in the top of the second. Mountain Home one so far in the bottom of the second. Trying to add another one, find a way to get Rickman home, the 0-2. Whew, that was close to take. It's going to be a little high. It's 1-2 now to Beckham. Patton set to work again. Here comes that 1-2. Swing and a miss. The ball's low, picked up by the catcher, the put out at first base. But Mountain Home comes up with a run. So at the end of two, it's 3-1. Atlantic Shore with the lead. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.